The stuck muscle chart dictating patient's name is Janet Matlock, Matlock, Janet, Janette. Date of birth is 4/20/1929. Date of service is 6/8/2022. Miss Matlock is a very pleasant 93-year-old female who was sent to the emergency room from Caretel of Brighton because of right hip pain, inability to ambulate, with extensive ecchymosis and swelling of the right lower extremity. Patient is also somewhat confused. Patient was on Coumadin, but it was stopped because of a fall. Patient has been on, patient has history of atrial fibrillation. Patient apparently slid out of the bed while transferring. She uses a wheelchair and walker for mobility due to pain. Patient has history of total right hip arthroplasty done about almost 40 years ago. Patient was seen in the emergency room. Had a venous Doppler of the right lower extremity. We did not show any blood clot, but did show hip/groin heterogeneous hypoechoic fluid collection, as well as fluid collection in the right mid thigh, which may relate to hematoma. X-ray CT scan of the hip showed superimposed comminuted periprosthetic fracture of the proximal femoral diaphysis, complex fluid collection anterior to the femoral neck, and additional intramuscular hematoma in the vastus intermedia. Patient was admitted to the hospital. Orthopedic was consulted. She was being monitored. She denies any complaints of chest pain, denies any shortness of breath, denies any palpitations, denies any nausea, no vomiting, she denies any diarrhea, no fever or chills. Patient was otherwise doing well. She was seen by orthopedic who reviewed everything, recommended non-weight bearing, did not recommend surgery. She, it would not be in the best interest of the patient. Patient was managed in the hospital with pain control. She was otherwise doing better. She was discharged from the hospital and admitted to Wellbridge of Brighton. At the present time, she sat in the bed. She denies any complaints of chest pain, denies any shortness of breath, denies any palpitations, denies any nausea, no vomiting, she denies any diarrhea. No other complaints. She does complain of pain in her right hip. Past medical history has been significant for coronary artery disease, atrial fibrillation, hypertension, hyperlipidemia, rheumatoid arthritis, obesity, gastroesophageal reflux disease, depression, and cataract. Past surgical history has been significant for right total hip arthroplasty.
just do? Did he just throw the ball?
It's socialistry, smoking, non-alcohol, non-allergies, no non-drug allergies. Current medications. Include propranolol, aspirin, omeprazole, Percocet, atorvastatin, hydrocortisone, cholecalciferol, melatonin, fluoxetine, magnesium, oxybutynin, miralax, gabapentin, Tylenol, sodium calcium gluconate, Senna, enoxaparin. Severe system, cardiovascular, no complaints of chest pain. There is any heaviness or pressure sensation. There is any palpitations. History of coronary artery disease, atrial fibrillation, as well as hypertension and hyperlipidemia. Respiratory system. Denies any cough, denies any shortness of breath, denies any pain with deep inspiration, no history of asthma or emphysema. Gastrointestinal, no complaints of abdominal pain. Denies any nausea, no vomiting, denies any diarrhea, no history of peptic ulcer disease. Gastrointestinal, no complaints of abdominal pain, denies any nausea, no vomiting, denies any diarrhea, no history of peptic ulcer disease. Urinary history of urinary incontinence, and you, musculoskeletal, she does complaints of hip pain, history of hip arthroplasty, history of arthritis. All other systems were reviewed and found to be negative. Physical examination, temperature 98.1, pulse 82 per minute, respiration 18, blood pressure 118 over 67, HEENT examination was normal, pupils round and reactive to light, extraocular movements were intact, neck was supple, no JVD, no lymphadenopathy, no carotid bruit, no thyromegaly, heart SNS 2 was audible, lungs was clear to auscultation, no rales, no wheezing, abdomen was soft, non-tender, bowel sounds were positive, extremities right thigh with hematoma, swelling, pain with movement of the right hip. Impression. Number one, right hip periprosthetic fracture, next hematoma, right hip hematoma, next. History of falls, next coronary artery disease, next hypertension, next hyperlipidemia, next CA, next DJD, next GERD, tree implant, patient admit to Wellbridge Rehabilitation Facility, will continue current medications, will consult PT and OT, will monitor her progress, will follow up on her workup. If she has any other symptoms or complaints, she'll let the nurses know or call the office, period. End of dictation.